Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
More than half of Canada's Aboriginal population lives in urban centres, but most health research focuses on First Nations communities in rural areas. Public health researcher Dr. Cheryl Curry from the University of Lethbridge hopes to change that trend. Her recent study of 381 Edmontonians of Aboriginal descent indicates many practice their traditional culture despite living in the city. And Dr. Curry has discovered that those who participate in traditional activities are much less likely to have trouble with drug abuse.
Having culture in their lives is something that's protecting them. Perhaps they don't need to turn to drugs. Or those who do get into trouble with drugs, perhaps are using culture to help them heal. And so at this point in the study, we don't know exactly how culture is protecting. So one of the key findings from the study is that part of the reason culture is protective is that it's increasing the self-esteem of Aboriginal people in cities. But increasing self-esteem can't explain the whole story.
Dr. Cheryl Curry's study on culture and urban Aboriginal health is published in the journal Social Science and Medicine. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates Health Solutions. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.